You hear a talk by Dr. Susan, who is researching the latest developments in treating diabetes mellitus. Now, read the questions and choose the correct options as you listen to the audio. Remember, this is an English Mellon OET listening training sample.
Good day, everyone. Today I am going to discuss a significant and prevalent medical condition, diabetes mellitus. This chronic disease affects millions of individuals worldwide and poses a substantial burden on public health systems. I will also present recent research findings from various studies to provide a comprehensive understanding of this condition. Diabetes mellitus is a metabolic disorder characterized by chronic hyperglycemia or high blood sugar levels resulting from defects in insulin secretion, insulin action, or both. Insulin is a hormone produced by the pancreas that regulates blood glucose levels. Diabetes can be broadly classified into two main types, type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetes. Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune condition where the body's immune system attacks and destroys insulin-producing beta cells in the pancreas. It often manifests in childhood or adolescence, hence the term juvenile diabetes. Individuals with T1D require lifelong insulin therapy to manage their blood glucose levels. Type 2 diabetes is the most common form of diabetes, primarily affecting adults. It is characterized by insulin resistance and a relative insulin deficiency. Risk factors include obesity, physical inactivity, genetic predisposition, and poor dietary habits. T2D is often managed with lifestyle modifications, oral medications, and in some cases, insulin. Recent research into diabetes has focused on various aspects, including pathophysiology, management strategies, and potential cures. A study conducted by the International Diabetes Genetics Consortium in 2023 provided significant insights into the genetic underpinnings of T2D. The research has identified new genetic loci associated with an increased risk of developing T2D, which could lead to more personalized approaches to prevention and treatment. By analyzing the genomes of over 200,000 participants, the study pinpointed specific gene variants linked to insulin resistance and beta cell dysfunction. These findings could pave the way for novel therapeutic targets and improved risk assessment methods. In the realm of type 1 diabetes, a groundbreaking study published in the New England Journal of Medicine in 2024 investigated the efficacy of immunotherapy. The researchers evaluated the use of monoclonal antibodies designed to target specific immune cells responsible for beta cell destruction. The Phase 2 clinical trial demonstrated promising results, with participants showing a significant preservation of beta cell function. This advancement holds the potential to modify the progression of T1D and reduce the need for insulin therapy, offering hope for a more effective management strategy. Another area of research has been the development of advanced glucose monitoring technologies. A 2024 study published in Diabetes Care explored the benefits of continuous glucose monitoring systems in managing both T1D and T2D. The study found that CGM systems, which provide real-time glucose readings, significantly improved glycemic control and reduce the incidence of hyperglycemic episodes compared to traditional glucose monitoring methods. This technology offers a more dynamic approach to managing blood sugar levels and could enhance patient outcomes through more accurate and timely adjustments to treatment plans. In addition to technological advancements, research into lifestyle interventions has also yielded noteworthy results. A 2023 randomized controlled trial published in The Lancet Diabetes Endocrinology examined the impact of a structured lifestyle intervention program on T2D prevention in high-risk populations. The study demonstrated that participants who engaged in a comprehensive lifestyle modification program, including dietary changes, increased physical activity, and behavioral support, had a significantly lower incidence of developing T2D compared to those receiving standard care. This underscores the importance of preventive measures and the role of personalized lifestyle strategies in managing diabetes risk. Furthermore, researchers are exploring potential cures for diabetes through regenerative medicine. A 2024 study published in Cell Stem Cell investigated the use of stem cell therapy to regenerate insulin-producing beta cells. The study involved the transplantation of stem cell-derived beta cells into animal models of diabetes. Preliminary results showed the successful integration and function of these cells, leading to improved glycemic control. Although still in the early stages, this research offers a promising avenue for future therapies that could potentially provide a cure for diabetes by restoring natural insulin production.